You're listening to The Shaunakee. This episode, The Vampire in My Attic.
So there's this vampire living in my attic. I mean, it might be some other kind of undead semi-human, but I'm pretty sure it's a vampire. On the skids, just like I am. Because I live in a tiny, crummy little house. Hence, tiny, crummy little attic. He has to pry open a little half-window thing to crawl in and out. And he's not nimble or graceful. In fact, he sounds kind of clumsy. I suppose I should be afraid for my life or eternal soul, except he has horrible taste in music. And I'm not talking about a self-stereotyping predilection for mid-80s goth. Oh no, I mean bad music. Real guilty pleasures. Music that is in no way appropriate for a lord of the night. And what's worse, he sings along. It's unbelievable. He comes home drunk off his ass after inhaling the blood of some weak-willed college student and sings along with some AM gold hit at the top of his undying lungs. You're not a lineman for the county. You're a Nosferatu. You should have some self-respect. Many is the night. His night, my early morning, that I've lain in bed screaming, kill me now, in a vain attempt to be heard over Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, and what I can only assume is Dracula's gay nephew, Vlad the Impaler, indeed. Sadly, I don't think he actually kills anyone. He's more of a scavenger vampire. Somebody wanders out in front of a car, bang, he's right there with a straw. I've got a friend who works with the EMS. Had to mace him twice last week. Honestly, what kind of vampire is to be dissuaded by mace? Maybe a mace dipped in holy water. But what are you gonna do? I take pity on the guy. And I'm not going up there in the middle of the day to put a stake through his heart. Attics are hot. Besides, it's an old house, and I'm hoping that the fiberglass insulation will make him so itchy that he'll just go away. But if I have to hear how Brandy is a fine girl one more time, all I'm saying is, there are limits.
Laying whiskey down. Say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. Instead of say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Yeah, your life could steal a sailor from the sea.